The second attempt did the trick for the West Coast Multiplex Society, which convinced Tofino's Municipal Council to publicly endorse its high-performance surf center pursuit last week. The society had brought its plan to add a surf center to its currently proposed ice rink and swimming pool facility to council chambers on July 23, but council had balked at providing a letter of support for the project that the society had asked for. During last week's August 6 meeting, reinforcements arrived to strengthen the society's pitch, including head coach of the Canadian national surfing team Shannon Brown. "I'm not sure exactly what council needs to hear, but I see this as a really huge thing for the local community, especially for the local surfers," Brown said to council during the public comment period at the start of August 6 meeting. "There's so many kids that are growing up in the area and taking to surfing, but it's really limited here. We're so far away from the major surfing hubs that to have a future in competitive surfing, kids have to travel really far to have access to the competitions or the training facilities that they really need to excel to a level where they can compete against others on the world stage. All of a sudden, we have a chance to tie in something that would benefit them hugely and give so many kids some kind of future in this sport that is a sport for life kind of sport." Brown had recently returned from Teahupo'o, Tahiti, where he had coached Canada's first-ever Olympic surfer and local legend Sanoa Demphel Olin. "She's such an incredible story. She grew up on Cox Bay just up the road from here and, with obviously tons of support from the community, having had access to be able to travel and compete, she's gotten to the level where she's qualified for the Olympics," he said. "She's done all that without having access to the types of facilities that we're talking about. That's an incredible story and I'd love to see that story repeat itself. There's so many kids coming up that have potential to get to her level and if we can help that along and foster that talent, it would be amazing. I really hope that council gets behind this and writes that letter of support." Brown had been part of a West Coast Multiplex Society meeting with BC's Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport Lana Popham who, he said, was excited about the potential addition of a high-performance surf center to the proposed multiplex project. The society plans to meet with the province again this month and hope to bring an official endorsement from West Coast communities to that table. Tofino, known for its world-class surf breaks, has a thriving surf community and attracts surfers from all over the globe. Including a high-performance surf facility within the multiplex will not only cater to local surfers and youth but also position Tofino as a premier destination for surfing, and other, training and competitions. Read a letter to council signed by the society's chair Samantha Hackett as well as former councillor Kathy Thick, both of whom had spoken during July 23's meeting. "This facility will provide training opportunities for local athletes, make surf and other sports more accessible, diversify tourism, and foster a stronger, safer connection with the ocean, a vital aspect of our community's identity. Your support is crucial in helping us all realize this vision. A letter of support from the District of Tofino would significantly enhance the efforts, demonstrating the community's need for this impactful project. With your endorsement, we can establish a facility to benefit current and future generations, promoting a healthy and active lifestyle." Hackett also spoke at August 6 meeting and suggested the surf center would be both accessible to locals as well as a draw for high-level athletes. "Tofino is already a place that athletes are coming to train," she said. "So to be able to bring them into a facility that has some attention could really make those athletes then connect with our community. It would be something really inspiring for all ages and just benefit our community in general." She noted UCLULIT had unanimously agreed to write the letter of support for the surf center the prior week. Count. Tom Stair congratulated Coach Brown and said his coaching has brought huge benefit to the region. "He's been not only in the Olympics as we all know, but has been supporting youth and my son was a beneficiary of that as well. I really want to thank him for the work he's been doing for years. This is not just a one-off. Obviously the support for the center is multifaceted," Stair said, adding he would support the district providing a letter of support for the surf center. Count. Duncan McMaster said he had been watching the Olympics and agreed a surf center could bring benefits, but hesitated over unknowns around cost. "One thing that stands out is that these athletes go to the best training facilities and coaches around the world. By setting up a performance center, could Tofino be one of those places? Maybe, he said. I'm not a surfer. I have no idea what's involved in a high performance center. I have no idea what it's going to cost. The notion is great, but I can't fully support it until I know the nuts and bolts of what a surf center costs and involves. Mayor Dan Law acknowledged that neighboring Ucluelet, one of the communities that would share the multiplex with Tofino, had unanimously supported endorsing the center. I see that Ucluelet has agreed to offer a letter of support to this crew to go to the provincial government and try to get some forward motion on a surf center, and I can get behind that. I think we still, regionally, have a lot to talk about the multiplex idea, he said. I wouldn't have a problem giving a letter of support for them to pursue the idea of a high-performance surf center, noting that the region still has to hammer out the multiplex and all that entails. Cown. Cat Thomas agreed. I could fully get behind the aspect of adding on the high-performance surf center and support that as a concept, but I wouldn't want our support letter to be misconstrued as full and complete support of the multiplex without consultation with our other partners who would be involved, or without an understanding of the financial aspects of what we would be committing ourselves to, Thomas said. I think this is a great idea to explore and would be a great addition to the project. I just think we need to explore the larger concept as well as this is going on. Cown. Al Anderson suggested the letter was clear that the society was looking for support for the surf center concept specifically. Council unanimously approved writing a letter of support.